And next, do we have any responsibility to save others? Guest, my question is about responsibility. I've heard you indicate that it's about taking care of ourselves. However, do we not have a responsibility to help people whom we're able to help? Abraham, we love the brilliant choice of words that you offered. Do we not have a responsibility to help people whom we're able to help? If you are vibrating here and they are vibrating there, you do not have much to offer them. In other words, if they're not somewhere within your vibrational vicinity, they cannot hear you. And so a teacher, an uplifter, a healer, a helper, is only as effective as his ability to understand where the person he's wanting to help is vibrating. So you want to adjust your vibration as close as you can without losing your balance. In other words, it's a matter of staying in vibrational alignment with the energy that you will use to help them without dipping out of it. So the responsibility of all this, you may not like this in light of your question, but we do, really lies with law of attraction. Sometimes people talk about justice or injustice, and we say that there is never injustice because nothing can ever happen to anyone that is different from the vibration that they are offering. The greatest value that you could offer to others, and you can call it a responsibility if you like, is to help them understand that they are the creator of their own experience and that they are offering a vibration and that the vibration that they offer is what is netting the results that they're getting. Then, teach through the clarity of your example. Guest, well, what would you call that? If I didn't call that responsibility, what would you call that? Abraham, teaching through the clarity of my example. We would call it compassionate acknowledgement of the power of everyone. We would call it alignment with who I am so that I see the beauty and the power in everyone I focus upon. We would call it alignment with source and understanding of individual power. We would call it belief in your ability to achieve anything you want to achieve. We would call it the power to see your value even when you do not. We would call it the power to know your wellness even when you're sick. We would call it the power to know your prosperity even when you cannot pay your bills. We would call it the power to think about you in the way that feels best to me so that I can connect with Source and flood who you are through my vantage point. We would call it the most responsible, compassionate utilization of Source energy that exists anywhere in the universe. Yes, thank you.